Track 5, How to Recognize Shame. In the last track, we discussed the techniques of redefining relationships and reparenting as ways to reduce shame that can be the basis of depression. In this track, we'll look at ways of recognizing shame. Facing the shame is one of the most important components of overcoming it. Everingham presents many techniques or tools to use in defeating shame. You've probably already heard of some of these before, but I find it helpful to go into depth with them and really explore how they can help depressed males faced with shame. In this track, we'll look at ways of recognizing shame. When Bill, a 40-year-old construction manager, came to see me, he was deeply in denial of his feelings. He had, in fact, in the past, had a major depressive episode. However, upon recognizing signs of relapse, Bill sought treatment. During our first session, he stated he knew he was a perfectionist, but it didn't seem to be a problem. As we talked more, though, Bill admitted that at times he would be in a bad mood all day long if he didn't get something right the first time, or if he didn't do some task better than everyone else at work. I asked Bill, "When you slip into these bad moods, do you think it might be because of some kind of shame you feel, but perhaps don't recognize?" Often, mental and physical effects go hand in hand. Luckily, shame, with its emotional, cognitive, and physical manifestations, is no exception. With a little bit of practice, depressed men can begin to recognize when they feel shame. And recognizing shame can help break the shame rules of denial, disqualification, control, and perfectionism. You already know the basics of how your male client looks and thinks when he is in a state of shame, but let's go over them in detail. Emotional keys for shame include feeling like shrinking or crawling into a hole, feeling frozen, having a sinking feeling, wishing desperately to hide, experiencing intense emotional discomfort with no ready explanation as to why, feeling like being on the hot seat, or imagining all eyes are on him, and fearful self-scrutiny and self-consciousness. Of course, there are other emotional cues for shame, but these are the main beginning symptoms. Cognitive keys for shame include being inarticulate, feeling helpless and trying to explain himself, experiencing the panicky awareness of having his mind go blank, noticing when somebody else is using shaming rules on him, and noticing when he is using shaming rules on either himself or somebody else. Finally, physical keys for shame include averting eyes, keeping his head down, feeling his face flush or his cheeks turn red, feeling his ears burn, shuddering involuntarily, feeling tight in the throat or chest, feeling his speech stick in his throat or halt without resonance or power, and feeling his gut go rigid or begin to churn. To your client, it seems natural that when even one of these emotional, cognitive, or physical manifestations of shame is triggered in his body, he begins to look for reasons why. But for your depressed male client, who has disassociated from his feelings and who denies emotions, he doesn't want to feel. He has become numb to them. That's why I like to review this list of the three keys, of emotional keys, cognitive keys, and physical keys, to men who have trouble recognizing when they feel ashamed. I felt Bill's next step was to figure out what situations brought out his feelings of shame. I showed him the list. We just discussed the emotional, cognitive, and physical keys for shame. I told him that the next time he felt unhappy in the workplace, he might write down specific feelings and physical changes he experienced. Then, I asked him to try to trace those changes back to a particular event. For instance, an event that came to mind for Bill was when his boss asked him to redo a report or a project. Had a coworker received more praise than he had? Bill agreed to the exercise, and in the next session, he stated, "I finally started to figure out when I'm feeling ashamed." Next, I told him to name the shame when he felt it. This involved, in his self-talk, saying, "I feel ashamed," when he picked up on the emotional, cognitive, and physical cues for shame. Do you have a client who could better recognize his shame by going through this list of emotional, cognitive, and physical manifestations of shame? Consider sharing it with him in your next session. In the next track, we will discuss forgiveness and healing masculine depression. Question 5. What are three ways shame is manifested?